So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto-friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So in this video, I want to answer another question from someone that wanted to know about liver enzymes. So I'm just going to talk about the difference between the two main enzymes, AST and ALT. Do you need to know what they stand for? Absolutely not. These are the normal values. You don't have to memorize them. These are the normal values. The real basic thing you need to know is as the liver gets damaged, these enzymes go up, okay? There's some slight differences between these two. This enzyme is also in other organs in smaller amounts. So just because this is high doesn't mean it's a liver. It could be muscle injury from excessive exercise. It could be a hypothyroid. It could be a problem with any number of things, okay? So anytime you're evaluating, you just want to use this as one of the factors, but you want to look at the big picture and do other testing. So some of the main symptoms of liver damage would be jaundice. So the whites of the eyes are yellow, your skin's kind of yellow, you're tired, you don't have the endurance or vitality anymore, you run out of gas really easily when you're working out. You have something called ascites, which looks like a beer gut or a pot belly. It's not actually fat, that's a fluid-filled sac. The fluid is draining from the liver, because the liver is damaged, into a sac around your abdomen. And so when you actually touch it and you tap it, you can even see a ripple effect. So that's ascites. It's a real major liver problem. Itchy feet, edema in your legs, swelling, bloating, a lot of digestive issues, spider veins, and there's many other symptoms. So there's a couple different things that you can look at to get clues on what's going on with a person. And basically, it's the ratios of these two enzymes right here. So if your AST is high, and your ALT is high, potentially that could be viral hepatitis. But again, you'd have to do other testing as well. But this will give you a rough idea if you potentially could have this right here. If your AST is high, but your ALT is normal, it could be cirrhosis. If your AST is more than double your ALT, it could be an alcoholic liver. Now, one of the interesting things about the liver is that it's one of the only organs that can regenerate. It can take a beating and repair itself. Of course, there's always a point of limitation. So there's a couple of things I'm going to recommend if you want to repair your liver, okay? Of course, you're going to need to do healthy keto because you want to drop the carbs, because high carbohydrate diets keep the liver inflamed and it keeps it fatty and it'll eventually turn into cirrhosis. And if you're new to my channel, I put a link down below of how to do that. The next thing you need to do is intermittent fasting. Why? Because the liver is involved in digestion. So it's constantly working to help you digest. So when you do intermittent fasting, you give it a chance to rest and heal from the constant work that it always has to do 24/7. A couple other things, avoid refined foods, avoid alcohol. Medications are a big cause of liver damage. So do whatever you can to get healthy so you don't need medications anymore. And I'm not telling you to stop your medication, but get with your doctor to make some adjustments on that. The other thing that's really important is enough vegetables, raw salads. There's certain phytonutrients in these foods that help to detoxify the liver. Phase one, phase two detoxification, turning poisons into harmless particles. But a lot of cooked foods without vegetables, a lot of processed foods without any greens will eventually cause a lot of damage to your liver. All right, guys, thanks for watching. I will see you in the next video. So I want to thank you for being here and watching my videos. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so so you can stay informed of future videos. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.